the next to the last of the George Cole era. Mr. Lawson, the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of the council minutes of 11:27 and the comp plan workshop minutes of October 15th. Any questions or corrections? Either one of those. Hearing none, they'll both stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There were several letters. First, we have a letter thanking for the sponsorship of the Blue Jean Ball, and that's from the Autism Delaware. Also, a thank you from Adele Jones for the Sussex County Optimist Club for its short meeting. Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus, the Read Aloud Group, Delaware Hospice, Lewis After School Program, and the Delaware Division in Park and Recreation for the Enterprise Development Coordination. Thanks for the donations and support.
Any correspondence from council? Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy? Thank you. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Going forward into next year with the Planning and Zoning and Board of Adjustment, I believe that they're paid a certain amount, $250 per meeting or however it works to be exact. But if Planning and Zoning are going out physically, visiting the sites and doing the extra work and the extra leg, there should be a discussion on whether they should be compensated more for the service that they're doing for the Planning and Zoning and for the county. And if Board of Adjustment maybe should get less, because if they're both identical now, just paid on the meeting, it's like, if you're doing an equal job, equal pay. If you're not doing the same job, you shouldn't get the same pay for it. So I'd really like to consider that one with everything. You can go into that. Get back into next year, looking forward. You keep having these amendments to the commercial code that was introduced this year, but doing tweaks and trying to fix it and come up with different things in it, with other problems that were put into that seemed to be apparent in it. It may be worth looking at that line for line, see if certain things are too many in the graph, too many or the table, see if there's not enough. Also too, and this one came out a while ago during this year, was this rehearings, motion for rehearings during Board of Adjustments. The only thing that I really am trying to figure out and understand about this rehearing process, from what they're speaking about, is if you're going to send it in the Board of Adjustments and the same personnel that made the decision in the first place is going to make the same decision that they made an error or there might be an error, I don't think that that's a fair opportunity. It would be like sending the fox to the chicken house to make his own rules on what he can do. Don't even know how that comes into play with the hearing. Don't understand it. But it may be something that needs to be looked at thoroughly with all the major issues and discussions going on and keep coming back at Board of Adjustment, Planning and Zoning. But until those two things are resolved and fixed, you can't fix big things if you can't fix the little things. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
Good
My name is Dan Kramer. As everybody knows, Councilman Cole has decided not to run for reelection. And you know, when a politician's term ends, people come out of the woodwork and praise him to high heaven and act like he is a perfect gentleman. It reminds me of a funeral. This summer I went to a funeral, and everybody there spoke didn't have a bad word to say about the guy. By the time the preacher got done, he was a saint and had him walking on the water. Well, Cabbage Head Cole, you ain't a saint, and you ain't never going to walk on water.
Thank you. We're going to miss that. George, aren't we? We're gonna miss that.
No, he'll redirect it at Mike or...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
that's Sam, all right.
That's all right. That's all right.
Whatever. Doug or Jeff.
Whatever. Mr. Lawson.
He's got a lot of targets.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business is the Administrator's Report for December 4th, 2018. Item number one. Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 35th annual Caroling on the Circle last night, Monday, December 3rd. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers, and thus far have collected more than 24,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We remind everyone that the county is continuing to collect items until the end of the year and will continue to distribute those goods to our local food pantries. We want to thank our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping us collect food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a great success. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Ocean View Beach Club Phase 3A Sewer, effective November 26th. The Estuary Phase 1C 3A construction record, and Schofield Phase 4, effective November 27th, and Belterra Phase 1B construction record, and the Reserves Phase 4B, effective November 29th. Lastly, a reminder that Sussex County offices will close this Friday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to allow employees to attend the annual Mildred King Luncheon. Members of the public with business to conduct are asked to plan accordingly. County offices will reopen promptly at 2 p.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Bill Poff. Discussion related to economic gardening.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council. excuse me, at the request of the council president to look at a program called economic gardening, we've pretty much come to the conclusion that it would be a great program to introduce into the county. And today I hope to give everyone an overview of what economic gardening is all about.
We're going to do down at George's district, down the sand.
What is economic gardening? Economic gardening is an economic development program that helps second stage companies by delivering customized information to address strategic growth issues. In contrast to recruiting companies from other states or regions, known as economic hunting, economic gardening focuses on local companies already operating in our county. Why second stage? Second stage companies have moved beyond the startup stage, but have not yet reached maturity. Second stage companies are sometimes referred to as scaling or emerging growth companies. Second stage companies typically have 10 to 99 employees and sales revenues of $1 million to $50 million. Although these boundaries in terms of those, then the 10 to 99 employees, I think that's a good number, but I think the 1 million to 50 million is one that we have some leverage in terms of those boundaries, especially in Sussex County and rural areas. What will the businesses get from the program? They will get a customized information and analysis in these key areas: core strategies, market dynamics, innovation, and qualified sales leads. Within these areas...
Is a screen...
Oh, excuse me, I appreciate that.
Yep, you're welcome.
I should have had you operate my clicker.
You're on your own.
We're paying attention.
All right, great, I appreciate it. Within these areas, each business will be assigned a national strategic research team. And these teams will leverage sophisticated corporate-level tools and techniques such as commercial databases, geographic information system mapping, and search engine optimization and digital marketing. Just to give you a sense of where the program started, economic gardening was created by Chris Gibson in Littleton, Colorado about 20 years ago. In 2011, the Edward Lowes Foundation collaborated with Gibson to oversee economic gardening operations. This collaboration now helps states and region organizations get economic gardening networks up and running quickly. Currently, the Edward Lowe Foundation offers this program in more than 25 states and regions. Let me share with you a video.
Economic gardening, a unique and proven economic development strategy based on the fundamental concept that entrepreneurs drive economies. Economic gardening helps to drive the creation and growth of local businesses by providing a supportive and enriched environment where these businesses not only grow, but also thrive. The foundation supports entrepreneurship by focusing on second stage entrepreneurs and the belief that they are vital to the United States economy. There are two major goals used to pursue this focus and fulfill the mission. The first is to help second stage business owners take their companies to the next level through peer learning in CEO roundtables and leader retreats. The second is to encourage wider understanding of the vital role second stage companies play in the U.S. economy. To achieve this goal, the foundation offers recognition programs that celebrate second stage companies and supports research that documents and highlights their value. With a strong focus on public-private partnerships, the foundation...
gives you a little bit of an idea of what the Lowe's Foundation does for in economic gardening. Now, what are the next steps for economic gardening in Sussex County? Sussex County sets up an agreement between the Edward Lowe's Foundation to provide services up to $25,000. That's $5,000 per second stage business. Well, the startup package that they offer is specifically for five businesses the first year. Sussex County issues an RFP to solicit qualified companies for the program. An online application will be available. Sussex County will evaluate the applications and award the agreements based on the company's ability to grow and bring new money and jobs into the community. Questions you may have.
All right, questions. I got no comments. Just a little history, I guess. The Edward Lowe Foundation, that gentleman that started all this by funding some of this stuff,
yes,
is the guy that developed kitty litter.
You're correct.
Where money came from. How about that? And the second thing, I attended a meeting on our last NACO meeting down in Nashville, and it was about economic development, different things. And one of the things that struck me interesting was that 90, this is nationwide, 92% of your growth will be from companies who are already there. It's not all this panacea of some big company going to show up in Sussex County and bring thousands of jobs and whatever. That the basic of your growth economic development is going to be from people who are already here, who want to learn how to grow and learn to expand their business and that kind of stuff, so, which made very good sense to me. So I ask our economic development director to bring this forward and present to you guys, and hope everybody feels the same way. We could spend some money and see if we can help some businesses and then go through a process to get selected. So it's not just out of a hat. I mean, it's, you know, it's a little more in depth than that. So, any more questions, please come forward.
Who does the grant award, right? So five are available.
There's an application process. The County Economic Development Office, the Edward Lowe's Foundation, and the National Research Team will evaluate the applications based on interviews. Once the application is submitted, each company will be interviewed, the CEO or the whatever the title of the owner of the business, and get a real sense of what that business structure looks like today. This is not a program established for companies that are in trouble or companies that need some assistance with an inventory type process. This is really companies that are beyond the startup stage, and we really want to take them to the next level.
And does everything happen here? Do they meet with people?
They do. Here? It's one-on-one meetings. They will interview the team that's put together by the Edward Lowe's Foundation will come here. Once the applications are received, they will participate in the interview process with the companies, and they will work one-on-one with the businesses.
The Lowe's Foundation will work with them. And do you have any idea how many people you think will take advantage of this?
Well, I think we've identified already three potential businesses in the county that are at that second stage that are really ripe to go to the next level. So I don't have a sense of how many will participate, but I think as we begin to talk this up through our channel partners, through our banks, because I think they will be great leads to this program, companies that they're working with or some of their clients, I think they should, you know, we need to talk it up.
Great. Thank you. More questions?
I think IG covered some of the ones that I was going to ask. So I would agree with Mike and IG. It's just we have to continue to place a focus on building businesses and allowing for our families to be able to provide for themselves and keep our families and kids here. That's really, really important.
Amen.
So.
You have a motion, sir?
I do, sir. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the Economic Development Director to work with the Edward Lowe's Foundation on an agreement for economic gardening program and strategic research team engagement not to exceed $25,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Just one question, but don't answer now. But as we move forward, do you monitor the businesses and the amount of employees involved? I mean, do you have a pulse of all of the business that we have going on through the chambers and the county? That's the question. You don't have to answer now, but my answer certainly is yes. You can answer it whenever you want, but I think it's important for you as our director to have that pulse.
Mr. Burton?
My vote is in favor.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your consideration.
It's now time for our public hearing.
Yes.
Yes. Wellesley Annexation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area.
Yes, Mr. President, as you indicated, it is the time for the public hearing. There will be a brief presentation by Mr. Ashman and Mr. Medlars to the council. The council will have an opportunity to question about the proposal. Subsequent to that, the public will have an opportunity to comment. If you desire to comment, please come to the front, give your name and address, and address the council with your comments. Mr. Ashman.
Yes. This is the Wellesley expansion of the West Rehoboth area of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. Permission to prepare and post notices was granted on October 30th of 2018. The request was made by DBF, Davis Bowen and Friedel, on behalf of their clients, Wellesley Partners LLC, for parcels 334-12, 4601, 113, and 116. The project has received Planning Commission approval on 6/28, and they wish to connect to our existing infrastructure installed by the county, and an infrastructure use agreement will be required. The expansion will consist of 286.24 acres, more or less, and the property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. Notices were placed on the county website, and the area was posted on November 11th. and the expansion was advertised on November 21st and 28th. To date, we have had no correspondence either in support or opposition of the expansion.
Okay, any questions?
Mr. President, if I may add, the interaction with the Marlboro Knoll publicly funded project, that came up in a couple of phone calls and as well as some inquiries from the association. If you can see, John, can you point us to the pump station on the school side, please? It's a little on 107, that little square. No, the other one. The one on Marlboro Knoll Road. It's a little square there, right on parcel 107. The Marlboro Knoll project utilizes the pump station the county owns on the middle school side. And that has limited capacity, has capacity enough to serve Marlboro Knoll and the infill in Marlboro Knoll. So we were approached, will this project in any way hold us up? The answer is no. The two are not related, the two are not interconnected. One is a standalone publicly funded project with a significant amount of loan forgiveness. This one is a completely privately funded project, which actually has to tie to our infrastructure downstream of the school tie-in point. And that's very important. The two of them not related and do not commingle funds whatsoever.
Good. Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public here today? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing, and it's okay with council, close public comment. And if someone would read our motion.
Resolution. Mm-hmm. This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 334-12.00-46.01, 113.00, and 116.00 on the south side of Warrington Road and the east side of John J. Williams Highway. The parcels are located in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion to accept it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, sir. And next. Infrastructure agreement, Long Neck Holdings for Comfort Inn Suites by Choice Hotels.
Now, this is a project that's located in the sewer district in the Long Neck area. The parcel's been there for quite a while. It will be utilizing the county's existing infrastructure and part of the county's proactive wastewater infrastructure planning. The engineering department has developed our use of existing infrastructure. This agreement will allow Comfort Inn and Suites developers to connect 26.34 EDUs to our existing infrastructure in exchange for $11,507. Payment will be required prior to receiving a connection permit for the project, and the developer has previously executed the agreement, and we are now asking permission for the council president to execute as well.
Mr. President, the infrastructure use agreement, just to be 100% clear, is in addition to the sewer connection charges. The two are not related, so they still have to pay sewer connection charges for all 26 EDUs.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions? Do you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Long Neck Holdings LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on December 4th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion to accept it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Next, Mr. Burton. Your ordinance, sir.
Yes.